What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offering in the visual and literary arts. Let's get the kids squared away first thing this morning. Hancock County Cooperative Extension is having an open house today from 10 to 1. There'll be seedlings grown by the Master Gardener volunteers, an aquaculture touch tank, 4-H bake sale, 4-H craft table for kids. Get those kids doing artsy things early. There's information about ticks, soil tests, there'll be garden displays, and raffle tickets for a worm composting setup. That's all at 63 Boggy Brook Road in Ellsworth from 10 to 1 today. Tomorrow, head to Art Waves in Bar Harbor for a fun kids project based on the storybook The Boy with Flowers in His Hair. The morning will begin with a story time with the book, then using cardboard, paper, pipe cleaners, beads, and markers, blooming self-portraits will be created. It's perfect for spring. This is recommended for kids ages 4 to 7, accompanied by an adult. For more information, artwavesmdi.org. On Tuesday the 20th, you can bring your child to Play-Doh Playtime. Children 2 and up are invited to squish, sculpt, and squeeze while developing hand-eye coordination, fine motor skills, and creativity. Play-Doh and tools are provided. All you need to bring is your imagination. That's happening at the Southwest Harbor Public Library from 10 to 10:30 on Tuesday. Is Southwest Harbor too far? The Ellsworth Library is offering a messy morning, too. It's also on Tuesday the 20th. You and your preschooler can join Miss Kelly for a messy art project. You can work with different mediums, make one-of-a-kind works of art. She does warn that the program may result in messy hands and clothes, so please dress accordingly. It's designed for children and participating adults. That's happening at the Ellsworth Library on Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30. Didn't get enough poetry during April? CamdenFestivalOfPoetry.org. The Camden Festival is happening today. The Poetry Walk starts at Town Hall, that's the Camden Town Hall, today at 10. Everything else takes place at the Congregational Church at 55 Elm Street. There'll be poets and musicians, workshops, refreshments, a book fair. The keynote address by Jane Hirschfield is entitled Living by Poetry. That starts at 4:15, but there is a Zoom option. So go to CamdenFestivalOfPoetry.org for more information. According to Poets.org, Jane Hirschfield is a poet, translator, essayist, and editor. She received her BA from Princeton University in its first graduating class to include women. Then she went on to study at the San Francisco Zen Center. You can hear her this afternoon, 4:15, in Camden or online, CamdenFestivalOfPoetry.org. Displacement, Immigrant Portraits by Jane Kegel is up at Jackson Memorial Library in Tenants Harbor. It's a poignant series of immigrant portraits that illuminate the human condition, Kegel's political sensibility, and her advocacy for human rights. The exhibit runs through May 31st, and you can find out more online at Jackson Memorial Library's website. Down in Rockland, they're having a Sunday stroll. You can help re-envision Rockland's Main Street as a community gathering space. So this happens on the third Sunday of the month, and it's open to pedestrians, vendors, artists, and performers. That's 10 to 4 on Main Street in Rockland. You're going to be in Blue Hill this week? Two art shows I can tell you about. Floating Filaments, Seaweed, is a show up on display at the Blue Hill Co-op. Attracting the eye of both artist and scientist, 15 artists have created seaweed-inspired work in a wide range of media. Seaweed not your thing? At the library, you can see photographs of meeting halls, inspiring collective futures. These are Michelle Hauser's photographs of Maine historic meeting halls, where they're really portraits of these buildings. This once thriving network of civic forums were built and maintained collaboratively by local people for generations, and now they're on the verge of closing or have already closed. The disappearance of meeting halls and the erasure of the social good that they bring poses the question, what's the fate of our collective future? Those are on view until May 30th at Blue Hill Public Library. Any chance you're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire this week? On Wednesday, May 21st at 7 p.m., Pulitzer Prize-winning and national best-selling author Richard Russo is visiting the Music Hall Lounge with his newest book, Life and Art. Life and Art's a brand new essay collection that weaves artistic expression and life experience together to shape our understanding of the world around us. Again, that's happening at 7 p.m. at the Music Hall Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on Wednesday the 21st. Remember, double-check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?